Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio, where we help you chart your course through the noise of today's headlines and toward financial clarity. I'm Carol Dewey, and in this episode, we'll break down the Fed's recent interest rate decision, why it's sparking frustration from President Trump, and what it really means for your money. But we're also going to take a detour, because while the Fed's standing still, something extraordinary may be unfolding at Tesla. A secretive project tied to a long-lost vision from Steve Jobs could be on the verge of reshaping American manufacturing and possibly making Tesla one of the most valuable companies of all time. Let's dig into what's real, what's speculative, and what you should be watching next. President Trump is doing everything but firing Jerome Powell. Here are some pretty pointed remarks from the White House lawn last Wednesday from CNBC. In his latest in a series of attacks on Powell that go back years, Trump said the Fed's key borrowing rate should be at least 2 percentage points lower. Here's what he had to say, and we're going to quote him. "So, we have a stupid person. Frankly, you probably won't cut today," Trump said in an impromptu remarks out just outside the White House. "Europe had 10 cuts, and we had none. And I guess he's a political guy. I don't know. He's a political guy who's not a smart person, but he's costing the country a fortune." He had a few more remarks, and he finished up with, "If he's worried about inflation, that's okay. I understand that. I don't think there's going to be any. So far, there hasn't," Trump said. Now, I understand the president's frustration. The high-rate regime is costing the federal government a fortune in interest expenses. Now, infamously, a higher sum than the defense budget. But to call Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stupid is only half right. The immediate pandemic response was arguably stupid, with trillions in new dollars inevitably causing inflation and the worst debasement of the U.S. dollar in many years. Waiting to address the inflation, calling it transitory, that was pretty stupid too, and likely led to it getting out of hand. But most everything since then has been close to the opposite of stupid. Powell managed to lead the economy out of high inflation with the biggest interest rate hiking campaign since Paul Volcker, and not tip the economy into explicit recession. He's made the United States a positive anomaly on the world stage, with an economy that continues to be robust and a labor market that, with some hangups, is in remarkably good shape, despite far fewer rate cuts than the rest of the developed world. It's hard to be bearish on Powell right now. He has kept to the Fed's dual mandate with great discipline, while largely rejecting the pressures of the third hidden mandate, which is keeping the U.S. government solvent for fear of compromising his first two. But I digress. The Fed decision was, as predicted, to not budge interest rates an inch. Fed officials still project 50 basis points in cuts this year, bringing the key rate down to a range of 375 to 400. That's 1/4 the amount of cuts President Donald Trump is asking for to happen right now. And traders expect to see the first 25-point cut come September. Again, though, rate cut-starved investors should be careful what they wish for. Rate cuts are a sign that the economy needs support. So long as inflation is relatively low and employment is high, the only other good reason to cut interest rates is to help the federal government deal with its spending problem. But one does not have to look far to see how well the U.S. economy has handled high rates. The bull market we're in now started months before the Fed's rate hiking campaign peaked in September of 2023. Corporate bond issuance is still rising at these elevated rates. It's up 1.2% over the last year, showing that corporations are still happy to borrow money from investors. Not to mention, American savers are still able to get the highest risk-free real rate on their money since 2007. The fact is, high rates have been good for just about everyone except the government. That's the only place this pressure is coming from, and it probably won't be enough to sway a Fed that's clearly committed to keeping things in order. Shifting gears, let's tie in our discussions over the past few weeks and look at a behind-the-scenes story that connects monetary policy, American manufacturing, and innovation. Last week, we talked about Apple as an example of efficiency and creative disruption. This week, we pivot to Tesla, with Elon Musk reviving a deeper Steve Jobs vision that could reshape America's industrial future. Tesla shareholders have endured a rough ride lately, with shares down after the recent fallout between Trump and Elon. Many are wondering if Tesla's best days are behind it. But what if Tesla's greatest chapter hasn't even begun? What most investors don't realize is that inside Tesla's Fremont factory, Elon Musk is quietly bringing to life something extraordinary, a revolutionary concept first envisioned by Steve Jobs himself in his final years. I'm talking about a breakthrough that could transform Tesla from an automobile company into something far more valuable. Industry insiders are calling what's being assembled in Fremont the most valuable product in history, and the biggest product ever of any kind. Morgan Stanley calls it a Cambrian explosion moment for America, while CNBC reports its potential economic impact at a staggering $25 trillion. On July 21st, Musk is expected to make a watershed announcement about this project, one that could completely redefine Tesla's business model and future growth trajectory. What's especially compelling is that this secret project in Fremont echoes a final era vision once shared by Steve Jobs. Back in the 90s, Jobs dreamed of revolutionizing American manufacturing, but the technology simply wasn't ready. Now Musk appears to be picking up that mantle, bringing manufacturing home in a way that even Jobs couldn't fully realize in his time. While Wall Street remains fixated on quarterly delivery numbers, automotive margins, and the feud between Trump and Elon, they're completely missing the secret Steve Jobs connection that could make Tesla the most valuable and profitable business the world has ever seen. Now keep in mind, at this stage, concrete details are scarce, public information is limited, and speculation runs high, but the echoes are everywhere. Morgan Stanley calls it a Cambrian explosion moment. CNBC has placed the potential impact at that roughly $25 trillion. These are the signals we track, not rumors, but pieces of a much larger industrial and innovation puzzle. So, as we watch Powell holding firm and markets recalibrate, don't lose sight of this deeper story. Yes, inflation and rates matter, but so do the long-term structural shifts in manufacturing, automation, and American innovation. That's where the real generational opportunities lie. Thanks for joining me today. As we've seen, economic news isn't always about charts and numbers. It's also about leadership, vision, and timing. The Fed is staying the course. The political pressure is mounting. But while the headlines focus on conflict, some of the most powerful shifts are happening quietly behind closed doors. I'll be watching what comes out of Fremont in the weeks ahead. That's it for today's episode of Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. If you've enjoyed this discussion, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's insights. Remember, it's not just about following the headlines, it's about understanding how these economic shifts impact your lifestyle, your legacy, and your financial future. Until next time, stay strategic and stay the course. We'll see you next week.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.